ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام من عظم صغار المصائب ابتلاه الله بكبارها.
أمير المؤمنين إمام علي عليه السلام stated, whoever regards small distresses as big, Allah involves him in big ones.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali, alayhi salam. So one of the great lessons that we learn from Imam Ali, alayhi salam, peace and blessings upon him, is the importance of knowledge, insight, and friendliness. Knowledge, of course, in Arabic is known as ilm, and insight is known as basira. Now, we find in the book of Al-Manaqib that there is the following tradition recorded. Harith Awar Hamdani has reported that the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, said, while this person, Harith Awar Hamdani, says that the Holy Prophet was among his companions when he said the following statement. The Holy Prophet says, I will soon show you Adam in his knowledge, Noah in his insight, and Abraham in his friendliness. And so right as the Holy Prophet said this, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him, joined the Holy Prophet's companions. Now, Imam Ali did not necessarily know what the Holy Prophet was just talking about. So, Abu Bakr, who happened to become the first caliph of the Muslims, was also present in this gathering, and he said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, you have compared a man with three prophets. How happy will this man be? Then Abu Bakr says, Now let us know who this man is. The Holy Prophet Muhammad replies, Do you not know him? Abu Bakr says, No, Messenger of Allah, for his messenger knows better than we do. We do not know this person. The Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, says, That man is Ali ibn Abi Talib, Allahu Akbar. Turning approvingly to Imam Ali, Abu Bakr says, May you enjoy these virtues. O Abu al-Hasan, is there anyone like you who has such a high position? Allahu Akbar. From all the different points which we can take out from this, such as the fact that it was clear for people like the first caliph, Abu Bakr, that Imam Ali excelled in so many qualities and had such a high position that truly the caliphate, the leadership of the Muslims, should have been given to Imam Ali. But let us go back to what we started our discussion with, and that is the importance of knowledge, insight, and friendliness. This is one of the profound and main lessons which we learn from this tradition here, talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali, and that is that as regards to knowledge, it is Imam Ali who was like Prophet Adam, and so we too should seek knowledge. Second, that as far as insight, when regards to Prophet Noah, Imam Ali was like him, and so we too should look and gain insight. And finally, when we want to look at the friendliness of somebody such as Prophet Abraham, who is famous and well known amongst the Arabs and even the non-Arabs, such as the Bani Israel, the Israelites, that Abraham was the most friendly person, then Imam Ali was like him. And so we too should be friendly, have knowledge, and have insight. Beautiful and profound lessons brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبيب لها ولا راغي
تمام ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
When the personality of Amir al-Mu'minin is in front of him, he is
In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. Welcome to this segment of To My Brother. My name is Muhammad. After returning from the Battle of Siffin, Imam Ali gave certain pieces of advice to one of his sons. Historians consider him to be Imam Hassan alayhi salam, while others are of the opinion that he was Muhammadul Hanafiya. He wrote this letter in the form of a will. They deal with almost every aspect of life, which goes a long way to make a man successful in life, brave, humane, generous, virtuous, and pious. Today, I'm going to read to you an excerpt from the last will of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Please stay with us. My dear son, carefully and very carefully remember these sayings of mine. The Lord, who is the master of death, is also the master of life. The Creator is the annihilator, and the one who annihilates has the power to bring everything back to existence. The one who sends calamities has also the power to protect you from them. Remember that this world is working under the laws ordained by Him, and it consists of assemblage and aggregation of actions and reactions, causes and effects, calamities and reverses, pains and pleasures, and rewards and punishments. But this is not all which the picture depicts. There are things in it which are beyond our ken, things which we do not and cannot know, and things which cannot be foreseen and foretold. For example, their rewards and punishments on the Day of Judgment. Under these circumstances, if you understand a thing, do not reject it. Remember that your lack of understanding is due to insufficiency of your knowledge. Remember that when you came into this world, your first appearance was that of an ignorant, uneducated, and unlearned being. Then you gradually acquired knowledge. But there were several things which were beyond your knowledge, which perplexed and surprised you, and about which you did not understand. Gradually, you acquired knowledge about some of those subjects, and in future, your knowledge and vision may further expand.
We invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
In Sermon 197, he says, "Wa ana wallah," when he says here regarding this issue of minbar, that I am following the sunnah of Rasulullah and the verdicts of Rasulullah. In that khutbah, he says, "Wa laqad alim al mustahfaduna min ashabi Muhammad," the companions of Muhammad who have retained the events of the days of Rasulullah. They know أَنِّي لَمْ أَرُدُّ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَعَلَى رَسُولِهِ سَاعَةَ قَطُّ. They know that I never ever, even for a moment, opposed Allah or Rasul. And at the end he says, فَمَنْ ذَا أَحَقُّ بِهِ مِنِّي حَيًّا وَمَيِّتًا. I was with Rasul, supporting him, sacrificing my own life for him whenever the opportunity would come to defend him. And he says, I am the first, last one who got the opportunity to be with him when his last breath was coming out. I was the one who gave ghusl, and the malaika were helping me. And he says, so who can be more closer and more rightful to get to take that position after Rasul during the time when he was alive as well as after his wafat.
Listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.